Text numéro 47. Is Comet landing mission worth the cost? It's far too early to assess whether the mission has been a success. The probe took a decade to catch up with its target comet, travelling 6 billion kilometres. Landing on one of these icy cosmic time capsules, with their meagre gravity and precarious terrain, was always going to be dicey. But it didn't help that two out of the three mechanisms designed to help affix Philae to the surface failed. The probe appears to have bounced about 1 kilometre above the surface after first touching down. There are suggestions it may be lying at an angle, some way from the original landing zone. It may be on a slope, in the shadow of a cliff, which makes it difficult to get enough sunlight to charge its batteries. Whatever the outcome, there will always be questions about the costs of such missions and whether they can be justified in the current financial climate. Thomas Reiter, Director of Human Spaceflight and Operations at ESA, acknowledged how the top-line figure of €1.4 billion appeared. But he explained, "If you divide it by the 20 years that the development and the mission has cost, it's about cents per European citizen per year that was contributing to this new knowledge." According to physicist Andrew Steele, who has calculated the costs, the Rosetta mission cost €3.5 per person from 1996 to 2015. This works out at €0.20 per person per year. The same amount of money could buy 4 A380 planes. In the period since the mission was agreed, the Rosetta mission has created hundreds of jobs. The funding source for space missions like Rosetta comes from a subscription paid by each of the 20 member states of the European Space Agency, ESA. In 2013, the UK paid a contribution of £240 million to ESA's total budget of £3.3 billion, €4.2 billion. Dr. Sarah Main, from the Campaign for Science and Engineering, CASE, points to the potential benefits that basic scientific inquiry, of the sort that Rosetta represents, can yield. Forms of inquiry about the world around us, which we're summarising here as basic research, are vital to making changes to our society and our quality of life, she said. You can make parallels with cancer research. You can't design a new cancer drug unless you understand the mechanisms that cause cancer in a cell. There are also a number of studies which assess the economic value of research in general. We see significant returns on investment from government putting funds into scientific research. It directly causes the economy to grow. One study showed it caused the economy to grow by 20% 3 years later. Adapted from BBC News, November 2014.